Vibrio vulnificus is a bacterium. I know that the public basically puts all germs together, bacteria, fungi, parasites, and viruses, but Vibrio vulnificus is a bacterium. It's roughly about 1 micron in length, and it lives naturally in the estuarine and marine waters. It's normally there. Matter of fact, it's been estimated that worldwide in all the world's oceans, there's roughly 100 quintillion Vibrio vulnificus cells growing. So this is natural. The bacteria normally grows on seagrasses. You can also find it on the outsides of shellfish, on the shells, and on finfish, and a lot of mollusks like oysters, clams, mussels actually concentrate the vibrios within their tissues because they're filter feeders. So all this about, can we get rid of the vibrios in the water? The answer is no, you can't. What Vibrio vulnificus actually causes is a disease, or it's a syndrome. It can, if you eat raw oysters, you can actually get gastroenteritis, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, occasionally bloody stools. If the bacteria gets into your blood, it can then actually cause a problem leading to primary septicemia. The old-fashioned term for this is blood poisoning. And in that case, you've got a medical emergency because the results of septicemia or sepsis are that your body systems can shut down. So you don't really want that. For people who may have an open cut or wound and go out in the waters of the ocean or of the bays, they can actually get Vibrio vulnificus in those wounds, and it can cause a condition called necrotizing fasciitis. I know that the public term is flesh-eating bacteria, but the scientific term is called necrotizing fasciitis. Here's what happens. You have an area between your skin and your muscle, and that area covers your, and there's a membrane that covers your muscles called a fascia. What Vibrio vulnificus does is that it can cause inflammation of that fascia. So as a result, you start getting hemorrhaging and vascular leakage. Your legs swell. You can actually get discoloration, and you get something called bully, B-U-L-L-A-E. Those are basically areas where you get pooling of blood, which is leaked from capillaries, into the skin, and you form these large ulcers that are blood-filled or fluid-filled. They start coalescing. The bacteria start spreading, and they can spread throughout your body, not just in that affected limb, but the other limbs and the affected body. What physicians, clinicians actually try to do is to avoid that. So in order to eliminate the bacteria, they actually debride the wound and then they treat you with antibiotics. The problem is that if you don't do this fast enough, you actually can get the bacteria going again into your blood and causing shutdown of your organs. So in a really bad scenario, you may have to amputate a limb. In a worst-case scenario, you end up with fulminant sepsis. Basically, your body shuts down and your blood can actually coagulate inside your veins, which is known as disseminated intravascular coagulation, and that can kill you.
And what is the best way to avoid all this?
I know right now the public is panicking about it. First of all, I would not eat raw oysters. Most people can eat raw oysters and they don't have any problems, but you never know whether or not you're going to get the disease because for a lot of people, Vibrio vulnificus infections have a greater likelihood if you have liver disease, kidney disease, diabetes, you're immunocompromised for any reason, you have cancer, or you have iron-rich blood, which is called hemochromatosis. Also, if you have decreased stomach acid, you can also, called achlorhydria, you can also get Vibrio vulnificus affecting you. For most people, they just get a gastroenteritis, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bloody stools, but the organism can spread throughout their body. For people going on the beach, they still have the same concerns about whether they have liver problems, kidney problems, blood problems, diabetes, cancer, or they're immunocompromised. What most people really need to do is don't panic, and when you go into water, as soon as you come out, wash with soap and water, and do that very well. The odds of most people getting Vibrio vulnificus infections from going into water is basically one in a million.